To unlock your potential and achieve extraordinary success, this episode is a must-listen for anyone seeking to harness the power of personal growth, coaching, and AI to transform their life. Whether you're an aspiring coach, entrepreneur, or someone committed to self-mastery, this episode will equip you to grab the tools you need for igniting your journey of personal growth and professional growth. We're diving into the world of personal development and coaching with Raymond Aron, founder of the Raymond Aron Group and creator of the Brainchild Coaching Certification. In this episode, Raymond will share his expertise on cultivating a growth mindset, setting achievable goals, and leveraging AI to unlock success. You'll discover strategies for overcoming limiting beliefs, fostering accountability, and tailoring coaching to your individual needs. So with that, Raymond, welcome to the podcast.
Bro, I'm honored to be on your show.
Very nice to have you today. And I know, you know, your journey from struggling entrepreneur to highly sought after personal development coach has been a evolution over the years. And I was hoping you could give us a little bit of the backstory and how you arrived where you are.
Yes, my name is Raymond Aron. I am a New York Times top 10 bestselling author. Indeed, I've written 147 books. And my life was a complete miserable mess up to age 39. I was 50 pounds overweight, $100,000 in debt. My wife had just left me. My boss had fired me. And I was a 39-year-old life loser. And then I found spirituality, not religion, spirituality. I got a message in my head one day that I was a teacher. I said, teacher? I don't want to be a teacher. Because I thought a teacher meant high school math teacher because I graduated as a mathematician and a physicist. And sure. I didn't want to earn that government income. And I realized there was another way to be a teacher, and that's to rent a hotel room and teach. So I taught real estate, and then I taught how to write goals, and then I taught spirituality, and then I taught artificial intelligence, and I've progressed through my 41 years of teaching to teach many different things, but I'm most excited about artificial intelligence, and I'm glad that this episode is focused on AI because I've got lots of stuff to reveal to your interested subscribers.
Very nice. That's exactly what I love to hear. And was there a specific moment or like a pivotal moment in your career where you realized that you needed to, you know, get on the other side, teach and teach from what you knew?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. I was hosting a dinner with, I think, three couples at my home, and we were chatting about how well I was doing in real estate. I was buying homes, sometimes with none of my own money, renovating them, and they went up in value because of the renovation, and they also went up over time, and they also went up because I chose the correct area. And I was regaling my friends with all of these stories of how much money I was making. And one of them said that a friend of his wants to make money in real estate. I said, well, so what? I'm not going to invite your friend for dinner. Like, I couldn't figure out what the guy was talking about. He sure. says, why don't you rent a hotel room and put an ad in the newspaper? I don't know if you remember newspapers.
Absolutely.
This was 41 years ago. Yeah. Put a little classified ad in the newspaper and teach them. And so I did. I put a little $5 classified ad in the newspaper saying, come and hear Raymond Aron in person. In person, I said, which was a joke, but they didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I listed the name of the hotel, and seven people showed up, and three people bought my weekend course.
I love it.
And then by the time the course came, I had a total of seven people in my first course, and then 40 in my next course next month, and then 85, and it just grew from there. And I've been on stage nonstop for 41 years.
I love it. That's amazing. Now, the Brainchild Coaching Certification Program is, I believe, the name of your course?
Yes.
Okay.
But before we talk about that, let's talk about artificial intelligence. Why would someone want to be certified in AI if they don't know what it is?
Absolutely. And talk me through their journey.
Okay. Well, let me first define AI. and this is my definition, you won't find it in any dictionary. AI, or artificial intelligence, is the capability of a computer to know everything and do anything. So this is really important. It's the capability of the computer. The computer is the genius.
Right.
To know everything and do anything instructed by your subscribers in ordinary English or French or German or whatever language they speak.
Sure.
With no techie skills needed. That's the incredible thing. When I was an undergraduate in university studying math and physics, the computer had just come out. And we had one in the physics building, but it took the entire floor, the first floor of the physics building. Now you can carry it around in your pocket.
Right.
Back then it was gigantic.
Sure.
And we had to type these punch cards. We called them IBM cards in those days. And if there was one tiny error in 1,000 punch cards, like one comma misplaced, the whole thing would crap out and it wouldn't do anything. Now you can speak in ordinary languaging and you can say, you can make mistakes. You can say and and there are 6 ways to do this. Oh, sorry, I mean 7. And AI can figure it out. You can say, oh, there's someone at the door. Hold on a second. And AI will know to ignore that. It just, it's so much like a human, but not an ordinary human. It's like Picasso and Rembrandt and Einstein and Tesla and Jesus, and I hope that's not sacrilegious, and Aristotle and every incredible, unbelievable person at the top of every field you can think of, all rolled into one that you have almost free access to 24/7. It's like having 100 geniuses in every field available to you to answer any question you want. It's the most startling enhancement. And for me, who used to be a programmer, to be able to make mistakes as I'm talking to AI and AI can figure out what I meant, it's such a delight. AI never reprimands me, never says, what? What are you talking about? I didn't understand you. Never.
Sure,
it figures it out. It knows everything. And how does it know everything? AI has read 31 million books. 31 million books on every topic, how to bake desserts, how to launch a rocket ship, everything. And you can tap into any one of those pieces of knowledge for almost free. I mean, ChatGPT-3.5 is free, but the enhancements are being made to ChatGPT-4.
Sure.
So you really should upgrade. In America, it's $20 a month. In Canada, believe it or not, it's $70 a year. So we get a big discount in Canada. Heaven knows why.
Now, let me ask you, now that we have a foundational understanding of AI, what is the magic of AI for your person listening to this podcast? What can they do with it? What can they achieve?
They can create anything. They can do anything. They can design anything. They can list anything. They can build any Excel spreadsheet. They can write anything, construct a dazzling sales promotion. They can generate a series of fascinating posts on social media, and they can improve anything, absolutely anything.
That's a very, very open. That's a very blank slate.
But it really is. Whatever it is that you want to do. In fact, I have a line that I created that is so startling. With AI, you can do what you can't do, what you cannot do. That means, let's say you and I wanted to learn how to, fly an airplane.
Sure.
So we would go to a school and we would sign up and we'd pay. And then a year later, with enough hours of flight and academic learning, we would get our license. And at the end, we could fly an airplane. But with AI, you're able to do what you cannot do. So when I coach people using AI, they can say to me, I have bought a piece of land and I would like a floor plan of that land. a floor plan of a house that I want to build on it. And it has to have windows that face the south, and it has to have this and that. And they give me the whole description. I'm not an architect. I'm not a draftsman. But I'm able to do what I can't do by just giving the correct prompt to AI. So it's not as if I have to say, hold on, give me 4 years, I'll become an architect, and then I'll answer you. I can actually answer now without being able to do it, because AI can do it. And I just have to be able to talk to AI. Unlike the airplane example, where in order to fly an airplane, we have to learn how to do it. With right. AI, you don't have to learn how to do it. You just have to learn how to talk correctly to AI. And once you do that, you have all of the wisdom of anybody in the world. It's the most amazing thing that's ever happened.
It really is a pivotal moment in not only our lives, but it's a huge paradigm shift in of the ages. You know, I think you really, really have to say, you know, if you were to look back over the past several thousand years, you know, after the printing press, you know, this is probably one of the biggest paradigm shifts, you know, probably since the invention of the internet, you know, since the internet really came to be.
Let me give your subscribers just a hint of what you just said. Okay. Just a hint. You introduced it. Let me go a little deeper.
Sure.
It took Henry Ford 40 years to sell his millionth car. 40 years. It took Netflix 3.5 years to get its millionth subscriber. It took Facebook 1 year to get its millionth member. It took ChatGPT in January of 2003, 5 days to get its millionth subscriber, 5 days with no advertising whatsoever.
Yeah, holy mackerel. Power. Yeah. So for anyone listening to this, you know, clearly everyone who's not under a rock has heard of ChatGPT, but I suspect that not everyone has either used ChatGPT or uses it in their daily life. What do you suggest?
Well, if you and I co-owned a company and we were hiring somebody and they came in, they sat down, we said, okay, let me just get a little information on you. What's your name? Okay, good. What's your cell phone number? You don't have a cell phone? You don't believe in these newfangled things? Do you have a laptop? No, you don't have a laptop. Do you have internet? You don't have internet? Like, we expect people to catch up with the future. But it hasn't happened yet. You're right that lots of people have heard about AI, but weirdly, you're not right that everybody has heard about it. When I give speeches on AI, I often get hands up in Zoom, hands up and say, AI, EYE, what are you saying? They've never heard of AI. They've never heard of ChatGPT. Chat what? What are those letters? Yeah. Many people have never heard of it, and the people who've heard of it have never used it. Many people. It's actually like I can go to an audience and say, put up your hand if you've watched a YouTube video ever in your life. Oh my gosh, every hand goes up. Put up your hand if you've posted a YouTube video. I'll get 3 or 4 hands out of 100. Even YouTube isn't fully adapted by people in terms of their using it. Not just watching it. Yeah, anyone can watch a cat falling off a couch, but not that many people have actually posted. And here's the difference. You could be 10 years behind the time with cell phones. You don't really have to have a laptop. You can have a big desktop. Because the advent of the laptop and the cell phone, they took a while. Like Apple didn't come out with the iPhone until BlackBerry had been the world leader for 10 years. They came in 10 years late. But you can't afford to have that luxury of time with ChatGPT. It is affecting every single one of the 183 industrial categories. It is affecting every single employee or entrepreneur. Everybody right now, heavily.
So what is the big opportunity for those who are not involved at all?
Okay. If you're not involved, then you need to get involved. And there's no books on it. Please do not buy a book on it because every book is out of date. I mean, it's out of date the next morning.
Yeah.
But what you can do is what I did. In January of last year, I got so frightened by artificial intelligence because I have some programs that I've been running for 10 years that might be obsoleted by artificial intelligence. And so I said, oh my gosh, these are my leading income earners. What am I going to do? Am I going to go bankrupt after 41 years? What will I do? And instead of being afraid, what I did was I searched the web for an expert and I found the leading expert in America on artificial intelligence. And I contacted him and I said, I'm going to sit at your feet by Zoom for a week. How much? And he said a dollar amount that was very big. And I paid it. He transferred it to him immediately. I sat at his feet and I learned like crazy. He taught me. And I asked him questions. And then I played with it on my own, knowing a considerable amount. And then I learned more and more and more. And then I made mistakes and corrected them. It's really interesting that if you ask a question incorrectly, you won't get an answer or you'll get a bad answer. You have to, I'm going to reveal something critically important. What most people do when they're just playing with artificial intelligence and they've not taken any course and they don't know anything, they treat AI like Google. So in Google, you can say, what's a total eclipse? And, you know, it'll send you to a website. If you go to AI and say, what's a total eclipse? You'll get an answer. But it's not necessarily the best answer or even a good answer, because to use artificial intelligence, what you enter into AI is called a prompt. What you enter into Google is called an inquiry. But what you enter into AI is called a prompt. And an inquiry can just have one part, but a prompt has to have three parts. And the first part is you have to tell AI what it is, what its strength is. So if I wanted to create a floor plan for a client, even though I don't know how to do it, I would say, you are a great architect. Or if I wanted to solve a mathematical problem, I would say, you're a great mathematician. Or if I wanted to help somebody write a book, I would say, you have the writing ability of Walter Isaacson, who's one of the greatest professional writers today. He wrote Steve Jobs' autobiography called Steve Jobs. I'd say you have the writing ability of Walter Isaacson and you have the storytelling ability of Jack Canfield. And AI would say, okay, that's who I am. And it would look up Jack Canfield and know all about him. And it would read 170 of his chicken soup books and know all about him just from the first part of the prompt. The second part of the prompt is what you want that AI to do. I would like you to design a home with these characteristics. I would like you to write a book using the following rules. I would like you to create a spreadsheet that has these columns. And it'll actually go out into the web and populate the columns. And then the third part is the format that you want. So if it's a book, you'd say the format is a Microsoft Word page. If it's a spreadsheet, you'd say, I'd like it in the format of an Excel spreadsheet. If they want to design a home, you'd say, I'd like it in the form of a full color floor plan of a house. and also a front elevation showing shrubs and people walking and cars going by on the street. And it'll do exactly what you say. You can say, you are a professional artist and an oil painter. I would like a picture of a bearded pickle riding a unicorn. Present it in full color as if it looks like an oil painting. So first I say who you are. Second, I say what I want. And the third, I say, what is the format? And man, in 4 seconds, the cursor goes dot, 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 dot. It just thinks for 4 seconds. And then bang, you get a beautiful oil painting, or you get a floor plan of a house, or you get a picture of a skyscraper, or you get 30 daily Facebook posts to promote your book. In other words,
So things have changed, but the reality of it is many people have not or are not willing to change. Is that kind of where we're at right now? Or,
well, people are afraid of change.
Yeah.
But I would like you to hear a quote from Elon Musk. In fact, let me get it so I can read it word for word. Here it is. Some people don't like change. But you need to embrace change if the alternative is disaster. So that's a bit negative and scary, but it's true. So some people are just afraid of change. Some people have low self-esteem and they say things like, oh, I'm not one of those big techies. And so they just kind of lower themselves because of that. And other people have busy lives and they just can't find the time to learn anything. But you need to get out there and learn it. I mean, people have cell phones, but 30 years ago, no one knew how to use one. In the Western world, basically 99% of adults have cell phones, but they had to learn it. They couldn't say, oh, I have a cell phone, but I don't know how to use it. Nobody says that. They figured it out.
And I would agree with you as an individual, you know, heavily involved in AI since the start of AI, you know, I think those who do not embrace it will be passed by. You know, I think that's the scary truth. And I think inaction is an action in and of itself. I'm not sure who said something on that idea, but it's true. I think, you know, the reality of it is, making a decision not to decide is making a decision in and of itself. So,
right. And so, I actually have a better answer to a previous question that you asked.
Sure. Go ahead.
Why aren't people adopting it? And I think the biggest reason is that people don't believe it's going to be so disruptive. And the reason is, in history, when a disruptive technology came about, it disrupted one industry. So when the steam engine came about, it disrupted the transportation of cargo. When Netflix came about, it disrupted how we watch movies.
Oh, this is bigger than that. All of us.
But ChatGPT or AI is disrupting every single industry. And the reason that people aren't taking it up is they don't believe it. They have this pompous, arrogant attitude. Well, it can't affect my industry. Ho, ho, ho. And it's wrong. You can. Every single industry, I'll give you an example. I was speaking to a lawyer and he said, well, for gosh sakes, it can't affect lawyers. We have wisdom and we have lots of knowledge. It can't affect me. And I said, how much do you charge for a joint venture agreement if me and a friend want to start a business together? He'd say, oh, it depends, but could be $15,000. I said, good. So I would say to AI, you are a world-class lawyer specializing in business contracts. So that's who AI is. That's the first part. Second part is, I want a joint venture agreement between me and my friend Sally, and it has to be according to the laws of the state of Alabama, and it has to include a shotgun clause and a this clause and a that clause, has to do this and this, and what happens when I die, and what happens if she dies, and what happens if I get sick. What happens if I get bored and don't do the business any longer? Yak, yak, yak. I just talk and talk and talk. And then the third part is the format. I'd say I want it to be in the format of a legal agreement, obeying the laws of the state of whatever I said before. I think it was Alabama.
Sure.
And bang, a 20-page contract would come out.
And then you could also add in one other little prompt. Let me know what other questions I forgot to ask you, and I'll give you the answer.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Now, I would then say, so what I said to the lawyer that I was chatting with, I said, how much is 1 hour of your time? He said, $400. So I said, I will come to you and give you this contract, this 20-page contract, and I would say, I want to buy 1 hour of your time. Tell me what changes you'd make. Your income just dropped from $15,000 to $400. Don't you dare tell me that it's not going to affect your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can do that to doctors, to electricians, to plumbers, anybody, because their industry is being affected. Even if it's just in the marketing, I can ask AI to create 30 Instagram posts, one each day, in order to lead up to selling of something. And it'll do it. It's called dripping content. But sure. I don't want to spend hours. I don't want to spend a whole day trying to imagine how I should drip the content so it leads my prospects to saying, hey, I need this. I should buy it. AI can do it in 4 seconds. Anything. It does anything. That's what's so shocking. And when I'm teaching AI and I give examples of what it can do, the audience gasps. They just gasp.
So what is the, what is the answer for anyone that's sitting there that is sitting on the edge of their seat wondering, you know, what do I do next? You know, it's coming after my industry. It's coming after me.
The first thing they have to do is exactly what you just said. They have to get it. They have to get that AI is not just coming, it's here. And let me give you a very funny example of a disruptive change. This actually doesn't have anything to do with AI, but it's a very funny example of a disruptive change. When cars first came out, everybody had a horse and only rich people had cars. Today, everyone has a car and only rich people have horses.
That is true. It's funny. Yeah, I love it. So, yeah.
Let me say something to everyone out there who's deciding whether or not to get excited or worried or interested in AI. And here's the statement. You will not lose your job or business to AI, but you will lose your job or business and your family to someone using AI. And what do I mean by that? Number one, I'm a company. I have 9 employees. From this moment on, I will not hire anyone unless they are proficient and preferably certified in artificial intelligence, because you are 10 times faster and 10 times brighter if you know how to use artificial intelligence. Yeah, if I give a request to one of my staff members that I think is going to take a day or two, it might take only several minutes with AI. So why should I waste the salary of a day or two when it could be done in minutes? Also, if you are an employee, get ready to never get hired again. If you happen to lose your job or quit your job, don't bother applying, because there is no large or medium-sized company in the Western world today that will hire you without a full knowledge of AI. Not one. They've all decided. There's no point. Why would you rather have, a human, or would you rather have a human who is 10 times faster and 10 times smarter because he knows how to issue AI prompts? Wow. Wow.
So AI prompt engineer, that's the next.
Yes, I don't like to use that because people say, my business is baking desserts and I sell them to the local stores. I'm not an engineer. So I don't like to use prompt engineer, but you're right.
Yeah.
That's the official term. And how can you use it? Well, you can use it for yourself to make sure that your business does well, that you don't lose your job, or if you do lose your job, you can get rehired quickly. But you can also use it to be a coach for other people in areas that you're not competent in. Like, I want to make sure you heard me. You can coach other people in areas you're not competent at. Like, if some guy's a commercial airline pilot and I wanted to know about his work, I could hire him as my coach and he would tell me his wisdom. Okay, great. But if somebody came to me for me to be their coach and they wanted me to coach them in the area of baking desserts or piloting a submarine or like anything that I don't know about, I can say, sure, I'll do that. Give me 10,000 bucks. I'll do that. One of my clients, I certified this gentleman and let's call him Bill. And he got his first client and his first client said, I need a $250,000 loan from the bank. And the bank said, we're very busy right now. We'll call you when we have a slot open and you can come in and speak to one of our loans officers. I said, great. So they called him and said, we have a slot opened up tomorrow and please bring your business plan. He said, oh yeah, of course. And then he called me and said, what's a business plan? How long is it? What are the chapter headings of it? What's its purpose? Does it have illustrations? What is it? And I said, what does this mean to you? He said, well, it means a $250,000 loan, yes or no. So I need it. And I said, well, how much would you pay for it? He said, well, I would pay a lawyer maybe $20,000. But because I need it tomorrow, I'll pay anything. I say, okay, I'll do it for $15,000. I've never done a business plan. I've been a successful entrepreneur for 4 decades, but I've never done a business plan because my businesses are profitable and I don't need loans. I charged him, he charged his client $15,000 and did a great business plan in a few hours. Printed it off. The guy was happy. And it was worth $15,000 to my client, my graduate of my certification program, because he was able to help this guy. So, but that's not his skill. He's in the manufacturing business. He knows nothing about business plans. So you can help yourself or you can help your clients. If you don't think your income is high enough, then get certified in AI and be a coach to other people. Charge them whatever the heck you want if they're in need of something really quickly, or charge less than a lawyer would charge or less than an architect would charge or whatever. Like
just get going.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Well, I really, really appreciate this deep dive on AI. So for any of our listeners that are wondering what is going on at the facility there in terms of the Raymond Aron Group, what is it that you and your team do day to day and how would people reach out to you?
Well, I'm going to do something that I have never done before. And, you know, you probably heard this many times, but I protect my email address. Nobody knows my home address. I protect myself because I'm famous in the world. So I need to protect myself. But I'm going to do something for you, Michael, because I'm enjoying you and I love AI. I'm going to give my personal and only email address. I will give it out publicly to you. And any one of your subscribers can email me, include your cell phone number, and I will phone you back. And I will personally coach you at no charge in any way you wish.
Perfect.
And the important thing that the Raymond Aron Group is doing right now, the business that is helping the most people, is our AI certification program. And you can't, all my friends are professional speakers and they all charge $5,000 to be certified in their particular area of expertise. Like my friend Jack Canfield wrote a very successful book called The Success Factor, and he charges $5,000 to be certified as a coach to teach the principles of The Success Factor. And I'm teaching a certification program on AI and charging way less than that, and it's filling up. The courses are filling up. Every time I announce another course, it fills up because I keep the number of people small so that everybody can ask every question they need to ask. And so here it is. This is my own actual personal previously safeguarded email address, and it's simply my name, raymond@aaron.com. I'm sure you can spell Raymond correctly. Please spell Aaron correctly. A-A-R-O-N. Email me, include your cell phone number, and I will call you back. Not one of my staff, not one of my coaches. I will call you back. And Michael, I hope you inundate me with people that I can help.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode today. Software Spotlight is an exciting podcast community, and we have a lot of very engaged listeners. Coming up on our next episode, Brandon Barnum, founder of HOA.com and Raving Referrals, will be joining us. Brandon is a leading expert on building thriving communities and generating referral business. In this episode, which is at the top of the hour, he'll share his insights on leveraging technology to streamline HOA management and creating raving fans who drive sustainable growth through word-of-mouth marketing. So be sure to visit our website, softwareoasis.com, to sign up for our free weekly newsletter and our tips guide, which is actually a template to help you attract leads and engage and convert them into happy customers. So once again, Raymond Aaron from Raymond Aaron Group, thank you so much for joining us on the Spotlight today.
I'm honored, and I look forward to helping lots of your subscribers at no charge.